every year about this time. My wife Melva made some wine every year about this time.
Yeah, that sounds good, Brian. It's the Grilling Guys. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us on the Spring Drinks from Michigan special. We're having some fun here in studio with Brian Lesperance from Fen Valley Winery and the Siciliano family from Siciliano's Market. Jop is going to be so jealous if he grabs his podcast because he's missing out on just some great libations.
If he better be tuning in.
Spring Drinks from Michigan. Yours are all made here. So let's talk about what's really good in the spring.
Well, when I think spring, I think rosés, which I didn't bring you today because it's not even ready yet. That's how quick to market we are with some of these products.
Yeah.
We have a really nice rosé that's made from Cabernet Franc and Cabernet Sauvignon.
You do, and that's a great, great wine to talk about. And I'll tell you, years ago, your father-in-law, Doug Welsh, who you filled in for when he retired, you took over the operation, which was quite a feat, by the way. Cheers to you. You're doing a great job there. And he's just traveling the world having fun, probably drinking wine in Italy right about now. But he used to uncork a bottle of that rosé, and I would kind of gasp the first time he did it. I'd look at it and I'd go, oh, my gosh, he's bringing out the cheap stuff. No, not at all. Your rosé is absolutely, I mean, it's the perfect spring wine.
Yeah, and it sounds like, I mean, we're really busting through a lot of preconceived notions today on the show, because that rosé is another one of those where
it is.
For a while there, the market was full of sweet.
I'm thinking of Galliano.
And just like,
you know, it's
white
be.
Zinfandel, sweet, kind of not that interesting, and it's really evolved, and rosés have been made for hundreds of years, but they really just came into popularity in the U.S. again a few years ago. And they're a great way to get some of the benefits of red wine with some more complexity of flavor, but that refreshing, crisp acidity of a white wine. And
it
they're
cuts,
great
it
with
It cuts a groove down a whole different direction. How many winemakers do you have?
Basically one, and then several individuals who actually do the real work, you know.
Right. So you have one master vintner.
One guy makes the decisions, yeah.
And then you give the nod, yay or nay. And
yeah, I get the pleasure of overseeing that whole thing. I was the winemaker for a bit, so
right.
I got to learn the job sitting in the chair. And
that's a big responsibility.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been to your operation. If you don't know who Fen Valley is, they're in Douglas, Michigan, and they're one of the oldest.
Fenville, Michigan.
Well, yeah, actually, it is Fenville. Douglas exit.
It is. You're right.
And your vineyard is, if you talk about a springtime event, and we need to do that, it's a great place to go when weather gets nice because you're in rolling hills looking over Lake Michigan. I mean, it's I don't want to sound whimsical, but it's, I don't know, I have a lot of really fond memories of your place out there, and it's just kind of like one of the best spots you could possibly be in on a weekend if you wanted to do an event.
Well, I mean, I live there, and it doesn't get old. You know,
really?
We're always grateful. We come home from vacation, and we go, it's amazing to come home from vacation to a place that people go to vacation. You know, we're really fortunate, and it is a lot of fun, and we do kick things off in April at Fen Valley with really our biggest single event of the year, which is what we call our new release wine and food pairings. And what we do there is we take six wines that have not been released to the public, and we pair them with different small bites of food. And customers come in, and they just get to go through this kind of coursed out tasting.
Yeah.
And we actually have the winemaking staff, so the people you were just talking about, they're your server. So it's really a great spot to come if you're a wine geek, you're someone who really wants to talk wine, because you're going to get to try new stuff and actually talk to the person who made it. And
well,
so
Steve,
it's a blast.
I think they could get a couple other servers if I'm just not volunteering you. Yeah, I am. I think you and I could probably help serve.
You guys just come hang out.
Know, and
fun.
That sounds like fun to me.
I don't know, Bob. I think we had a volunteer job for that.
There you go.
He's not here.
That's what usually happens.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I just want to underline or kind of talk about what Brian was saying about rosés. The past couple of years, we've really focused on rosés in the spring, and we're selling a ton of rosés.
Really?
And And I had to go through that same thing. You know, I'm a red wine guy for the most part, but when I first got into rosés, I was thinking, ah, cheap, not very good. But no, there are some stellar rosés out there.
But the reds you make people cry.
Oh yeah, well.
That's an old story about Joppy at Deer Camp.
Yeah, we won't get into
anyway,
that.
No.
He's not here. He's not here to defend himself.
It's no fun to pick on somebody when they're not here.
So our wine buyer, Sarah, loves to say that rosés are white wines with gusto. You know, they got that extra oomph to them.
Yeah, that's actually a really good way to look at it.
Yeah, definitely.
But it's an overlooked category, and I think a lot of people don't.
It is definitely
don't buy a bottle of it because they go, oh yeah, my grandma used to.
Yeah, I think it's changing. The perceptions are changing right now, and like I said, I had to go through the same thing. And but they're great wines for a summer afternoon, and you can pair them up with foods. And really, there are so many good rosés out there now. So if you like reds, you like whites, you're going to like a rosé. So.
Cool. Well, one of my favorite pairings in food wise with rosé is very classic for. I mean. Just barbecue chicken.
I was just thinking that.
I
was just thinking that. I was actually thinking more of a barbecue sauce kind of chicken.
Exactly.
Traditional
yep.
VFW, drive by, smell the smoke, pull in.
Yep.
Instead of a Bush Light, you're getting a rosé.
Yeah, it's a fantastic pairing for sure.
You know, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. You can check us out on our website. It's called thegrillingguys.com. And if you like podcasts, guess what? It's free. Go to the top right corner of the website and look for the earmuffs. Click on, we'll send this show right to your device, and there's no charge. We'll actually sound better in a podcast than we do live. Trust me on that. So we look better on a podcast.
That's my favorite thing about radio, Bob. No video.
So in studio right now is Brian from Fen Valley. Steve and Katie and Barb from Siciliano's Market, and these are all my good alcohol-related friends. The Siciliano's Market is the seller of
Barb. Bob, make Barb say hi.
Yes, of course. We need Barb to say something because the poor girl is sitting in the. This is like I don't know what's the television show about the women that they keep.
No idea.
Yeah, I just move on from there.
Maiden stale, homemade stale.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, thanks.
There
Barb.
We go.
Yeah, she's like the house. What's it called?
The handmaidens.
Handmaidens. She's the handmaiden of today.
I'm way behind on TV.
Yeah, it's something my wife watches.
Okay.
It's kind of I don't know. Anyway,
I'm lost.
Yeah, popular term. But what's more popular is the Meritage at Fen Valley.
So Meritage is a blend. It's a Bordeaux blend of.
Oh, I said it wrong.
You did. You tried to make it sound fancy, which I
go Meritage.
But Jop's supposed to be the one that creates all the.
He does that.
He corrects
always,
you, right?
He always does that weird thing with. Oh my.
Yeah, I was
so
told
I'm
to do.
To fill in for
I
him.
Did very little to prepare, but I was told to correct you whenever possible. Even if I'm not even right.
Yeah, there you go.
Throw that in there.
Then you're doing perfect.
Yeah, but no, this is a bigger wine. This is going to be a Bordeaux blend, so it's going to have some Cab Franc, Cabernet Sauvignon, and Merlot aged for about a year.
So it's Meritage like heritage.
Like heritage. It's a blend of two words, merit and heritage, believe it or not.
Oh, really?
And so the term is a trademark term held by a nonprofit out in California that we're a member of their association, which gives us the right to use the term. And really, it's a way to promote sort of that more classic style of blended red wine, which would have been wine up until, you know, fairly recently. And so it helps the consumer by having a standardized term and kind of a standardized procedure really understand what they're getting, because blends can be hard to sell because you don't know what they are.
Right.
And so in this case, at least if you see a Meritage, you have some idea.
So you have some accreditation based on an affiliation and education.
And the kinds of grapes.
Certification.
So you're really limited.
All the Asians.
Right.
Get that?
You're limited to what grapes you can put in. So it's pretty restrictive, actually. So this can be a little bit more big, can stand up to a lot of heavier grilled types of food, for sure.
Nice. We'll take a sip.
Brian says
we have 1 minute left, so.
Which is amazing. Usually it's like we're being told to wrap it up.
We didn't even get to do man law yet.
And so it's just because we're so efficient. Jop must be the one that really slows this show down.
Well, okay.
He's not going to listen to this.
Back that
anyway,
bus
right?
up and let's run over him one more time.
He's not going to listen.
So anyway, we've kind of blown through a show. We have one little bitty itty bitty baby segment left. Do we have time for Man Law, Brian, or do we have to wait? Okay, we'll do it the next segment. We're going to come back at you like a pit bull, and it's the Grilling Guys. We'll be back. Yeah. I set myself.